రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 25. ఓకే, ధరణి ఉవాచ ధరణి ఉవాచ
ధరణి ఉవాచ
భవాన్ హి వేద తత్ సర్వం
భవాన్ హి వేద తత్స్వ సర్వం
భవాన్ హి వేద తత్ సర్వం
భవాన్ హి వేద తత్
యన్మామ ధర్మాను ప్రచ్ఛసి యన్మామ ధర్మాను ప్రచ్ఛసి చతుర్భిర్వర్తసేయేన చతుర్భిర్వర్తసేయేన
చతుర్భిర్వర్తసేయేన
పాదైర లోక సుఖావహై
పాదైన లోక సుఖావహై
పాదైర లోక సుఖావహై
పాదైర లోక సుఖావహై
వైహయః. ధరణి ఉవాచ
ధరణి వాచ
మదర్ అర్త్ రిప్లైడ్
మదర్ అర్త్ రిప్లైడ్
భవాన్
భవాన్
యువర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్
యువర్ గుడ్ సెల్ఫ్ హీ
సర్టన్లీ
Certainly.
Veda.
Veda.
No.
No.
Tat sarvam.
Tat sarvam.
All that you have inquired from me.
All that you have inquired from me.
Yat.
Yat.
That.
That.
Mam.
Mam.
From me.
From me.
Dharma.
Dharma.
O personality of religious principles.
O personality of religious principles.
Anuprachasi.
Anuprachasi.
You have inquired one after another.
You have inquired one after another.
Chaturbihi.
Chaturbihi.
By four.
By four.
Vartase.
Vartase.
You exist.
You exist.
Yena.
Yena.
By which.
By which.
Padai.
Padai.
By the legs.
By the legs.
Loka.
Loka.
In each and every planet.
In each and every planet.
Sukha avahai.
Sukha avahe.
Increasing the happiness.
Increasing the happiness.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
The earthly deity in the form of a cow thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs, and you increase happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. So please repeat. The earthly deity.
The earthly deity.
In the form of a cow.
In the form of a cow.
Thus replied to the personality of religious principles.
Thus replied to the personality of religious principles
in the form of a bull.
In the form of a bull.
O Dharma.
O Dharma.
Whatever you have inquired from me.
Whatever you have inquired from me.
Shall be known to you.
Shall be known to you. I shall try to reply.
To all those questions.
To all those questions.
Once you too were maintained.
Once you two were maintained
by your four legs.
By your four legs.
And you increase happiness.
And you increase happiness.
All over the universe.
All over the universe.
By the mercy of the Lord.
By the mercy of the Lord.
Purport. The principles of religion are laid down by the Lord Himself, and the executor of such laws is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. Such principles work fully in the age of Satya Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, they are reduced by a fraction of 1/4. In the Dwapar Yuga, they are reduced to 1/2. And in the Kali Yuga, they are reduced to 1/4. Gradually diminishing to the zero point, and then devastation takes place. Happiness in the world depends proportionately on the maintenance of the religious principles, individually or collectively. The best part of valor is to maintain the principles despite of all kinds of odds. Thus, one can be happy during the span of life and ultimately return to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dharani Uvacha Bhavan hi veda tat sarvam yanmam dharmanuprachasi chaturbhir vartase yena padair loka sukhavahai. The earthly deity in the form of a cow thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs, and you increase happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. So after a long questions by Dharma, Anu Prachasi, Prachasi means to ask, and Anu means repeat, you know. That's why we say, you know, you Anu Sarana. You follow somebody. So same way, anuprachasi means you are following the question, means you are asking more and more, one after another. And we saw that Dharma was going on asking, and actually he was telling, and then he was just asking yes or no. I'm just repeating that again, just to make sure that we are on the same page. So now, the Mother Earth, Dharani, Bhumi, Bhuri, you know, there are so many names. She starts talking. And she's saying that first she's confessing. And she's telling that whatever you had inquired shall be known to you. You already, you know it and you are still asking. But okay, since you are asking, it's an etiquette to reply properly, in the proper mood. If the question is asked in a proper mood, then the reply is also in the proper mood. If the question is in the challenging mood, then sometimes the reply may be not there at all, or it may be something very abrupt. And that's what we see in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna sets that tone. One time when Prabhu, he was giving the class. And you know, when you give the class, we are sitting on the Vyasasana as representative of Vyasadeva. So whatever seat you are sitting on, it's called Vyasasana. And then, because you are sitting on Vyasasana, you are supposed to speak only what Vyasa has said. You know, you repeat and then you try to explain. So he was giving the class, and then somebody asked a challenging question. You know, challenging in the sense the tone was challenging. Question was not bad, question was good, but the tone was challenging. And this Prabhu got offended very badly. Not because he is some great person or something, you know, but because it's an insult to Vyasasana. So he chastised that person. And you know, this person, the person who was giving class was junior in age. The other person was elderly, but still he just chastised him. And he said, of course, the proper etiquette and based on the scriptures. So he said, sir, I bow down to you, please forgive me, but now I am sitting on a Vyasasana and you should know how to respect the Vyasasana. And he gave, the class was over, but he gave another class of almost 40-45 minutes only on that point, that how you should be asking the question. And he gave so many examples, you know, of how people, sometime the person, see, the question is for what? Question is to understand more clearly whatever has been already said. Because sometime when we hear something, we have some confusion. So to remove the confusion, you ask a question. Or you want to have more details, then you ask the question. Question is not to be asked to test the knowledge of the speaker. Sometimes people do that, you know. The person knows the answer, but he'll like to know whether the speaker knows or not, you know. So he will ask that question. And if the worst part is that that speaker for some reason is not able to, then the person who is asking becomes overjoyed, you know, in his heart, and he says, oh look, I defeated this speaker. He's sitting on the, I mean, he doesn't even know that he's sitting on Vyasasana. He says, he's trying to teach me, I know more, you know. So one has to be very humble and, you know, says, like, as long as Dharma was speaking, Mother Earth did not interrupt him, you know. She did not say, oh, why, how? She just kept quiet. And when her turn comes, she starts speaking. And also the answer has to be to the point, you know. Sometime the answer becomes like a jalebi, you know. You just go around here, there, there, and you never get the answer. The real answer doesn't come out, you know, because sometimes the person doesn't know the answer, so he will go all over the place trying to deviate and talk about what he knows or she knows. It's like a person goes to a doctor and he says, I got some fever and cough, can you treat me? And the doctor says, you do one thing, you go out and, you know, in the cold you take a bath and then go in the open without any, just wear a small towel. And then again, you know, come and take a hot shower bath and then again go like that. And that person knows a little, you know, who's asking the question. He says, sir, that way I'll get pneumonia. He says, yes. And then I can treat you because I'm a pneumonia specialist, you know, I can't treat a cough and cold and all that. So sometimes we do that. But the one lesson I learned almost about 15 years back about answering, you know, like one Maharaj, very, very humble, simple Maharaj. He was giving the class and then somebody asked a question about Buddha, Lord Buddha. And he says, is it that, you know, that's a big, long question. Sometimes the question is longer than the answer. And this Maharaj said, Swamiji, is it like that? The Maharaj says, I don't know. Next question, please. So he was so honest and said, that touched me. He's saying, I don't know. Because he has not read about Buddha. So he doesn't want to get into that area, you know. And then somebody asked, same day, two lessons. And somebody asked, is it like that, you know, that you'd, some question again. And Maharaj says, yes. No. Maybe. So he says, you pick up your answer now. It can be anything. So here, Dharani is just setting the proper rule of etiquette, you know. And then she is saying that, yes, I'll tell you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. She is not claiming that she knows everything, you know. She says, I'll try to. Tata sarvam, all that you have inquired from me, certainly, she says, surely, I will try to. Then she also reminds him that you are talking about all this degradation, but you should know your own situation. You are also having, you are used to stand on four legs, and now you are only on one leg. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains what are those four legs. I mean that, he doesn't say that, but he says in Satya Yuga, the Dharma is standing on four legs. That means I told last time, Satya, compassion, cleanliness, and Daya. You know, Daya means, I mean, of course, Daya, compassion can be in the same. This Daya and this empathy, you know, there is little difference between the two. And truthfulness. So now, Kali Yuga, we are only on 1/4. Other three are gone. Cleanliness has gone, compassion has gone, and righteousness has gone. And now we are only on, as I said, little truth is there. Little. And as Prabhupada says, at the end of the Kali Yuga, everything will be gone. It will come to a zero point. And then devastation takes place. Then, as I said last time, Kalki comes and Krishna comes as Kalki and he finishes everything that is there. All the people, no, not required. Because the Satya Yuga, you know, right contrast has to come from Kali to Satya. It's not gradual, it's drastic. And drastic cannot happen when some people are still left. So, now, she also says that during your, when you had four legs, everything was sukhavahai. Sukhavahai. Increasing the happiness. You know, people were so happy. Satya Yuga, we know, people used to live for almost 100,000 years. And then everybody had, I mean, problems will be there because janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, that is there in every species and every, I mean, yuga. But the duration is longer and it's less of a problem than, and as we progress in Kali Yuga, we are more and more in trouble. So, let me stop here. If you have any question, comment, you can ask. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.